Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of the Dramasology Podcast. In this episode, I have nothing to cover because I think I need an intervention at this point. So I don't know what's happening, but somehow, for some reason, this past few days, or I would even say this past few weeks, I have fallen into a pit and I don't know how to get out of it. This past few days, I have been super into Thai BLs. And like, if you know me, you know that this is like an odd thing for me because, I mean, I've always been into BLs, but Thai BLs are those like specific kinds of BLs that I actually do not like. And I don't know what's happened this past few weeks. It might be TikTok. I just got TikTok. So maybe this is what is happening. And all like recommendations from TikTok is what is spoiling this. Because you see just really, really good scenes from TikTok. And so you're like, I have to go watch this. But anyways, for some reason, this past few weeks, I have been super into Thai BLs. And I don't know what to do with myself. It's so bad. And it's gotten to the point where like I am obsessed with various ships, and this is coming from me that I dislike Thai BLs for this specific reason, or just like Thai dramas in general, right? Whether boy love or boy girl love or girl love, like they always have ships. And so I really, really dislike dramas from here because I always feel like it's almost forceful and you never get to see these actors reach their full potential because they're always acting with the same people. But for some reason, like 3 weeks ago, so maybe I was like out of dramas to watch. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to pick up a Thai BL and just watch it. And like, I'm the kind of person that I cringe a lot at Thai BLs. They have so many cringy aspects to them. That has not changed. That is still there. But for some reason, I was like, I'm going to watch a Thai BL from beginning to end. And I mean, I've watched a few, right? But I was like, you know, I need to give this a try. Like a real actual try and actually try and get invested in this. And I have found myself in a huge, huge hole that I cannot get out of. So this all started because I decided to watch My Lovely Writer. This is a Thai BL that it seemed decent, like plot wise, it seemed decent enough. And I was like, okay, I mean, it doesn't seem too violent, too, you know, graphic or anything. Because a lot of them are graphic. They are like sexually, like very provocative as well. So I was like, I don't want something like that. So My Lovely Writer was just on that fine line of like, it was spicy, but it wasn't like over the top, at least to me. So I said I would watch that one drama, and I watched it, I finished it, it was good. And so I was like, you know what, it's not so bad, I can keep going. Right? And so I decided, okay, what is the most popular Thai BL there is? And I know what it is because I remember when it first came out and I was one of the few people that did not watch it. So I was like out of the loop and people were like raving about it back then. This was in like 2022. So I remember it because it was like the highest, like most talked about show I'd ever heard about, like BL wise, right? And so I was the only one that did not watch it that time. Right, out of like all the BL fans and even the regular fans that they managed to convert into BL fans, right? And so I decided this time I was going to watch it. So the drama I'm talking about, a lot of you know it, it's Kim Porsche. And this is a drama that I remember watching the first episode when it first came out in 2022, but I didn't like it. I don't know why. There's just a lot of aspects I didn't like. Maybe my kind of rejection of just Thai BLs in general made me dislike it back then, right? And so I just dropped it back then, right? But this time I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it and see what everybody's raving about. Guys, I have gotten myself into a problem, right? I loved it so much. Like, I mean, I loved it so much. Like, this is really, I would say, like, Kim Porsche is that drama that actually caused this problem for me. This is the drama that actually, I would say, pulled me finally into the pit. Because before, like, My Lovely Writer was okay, it was sweet and everything, but it wasn't like amazing or anything, right? So really, I thought that that would be how it would be with Kim Porsche as well. But oh my god, I loved Kim Porsche so much, like everything about it. I mean, there are issues here and there that, you know, it can't help but fall into, but overall, I see why people were raving about it, especially when it came out in 2022, right? Now we have like Love in the Air and like Pete Bay and all those like Thai BLs, right, that are like of similar like levels, But Kim Posh was like that one that was like really, really good back then, right? So Kim Posh, she was really the one that brought me this issue. This is the real culprit of this crime, right? Because I don't know, there's just something about Kim and Posh that I just love so much. Their dynamic is so beautiful, and I died watching this drama. Like, it was everything, right? And yeah, that is where I was. Like, I was like, okay, now I am obviously into this. I have to check out more. And I'll say the real person that caught my attention, other than Kim and like Porsche, was Kim. I really liked his character. I liked how they portrayed him as smart and everything. And so I was really into that character, Kim. So I was like, you know, I'm gonna check out this actor. Who is this person that's playing Kim? And so you guys can see like my spiral into like Thai madness, right? But basically, I found this like actor, right? Jeff Sartor is the one that plays Kim. And oh my God, he's a fantastic singer and I love him so much. And just from there, I started finding all these people and all these interesting like couples that I was like, you know what? Like, it's all fan service. I know it's fan service, but they are so interesting. They're so interesting to watch, right? Just watch them perform fan service, which I mean, I am a little against, because again, I still think that some actors would do better if they had other acting partners, which is not the case. That's, I would say, my biggest pet peeve with this like world, right? It's very unlike any other world I've ever seen, in that like Korean dramas don't do this. You don't have ships. You don't have that in Japanese dramas either. Taiwanese dramas too, you don't really have it. I mean, it's there in Taiwanese, I would say, a little bit in the BL side. But again, in regular dramas, this is not a thing. And this is not to say that other countries don't have people shipping different actors and actresses together or whatever. But like, not to this level where also the actors and actresses carry this thing on, right? It's never like this in the way it is here. I don't know why Thailand is specific in this. I think Philippines too, they do this. But like, a lot of their couples stay couples for life. Like, I know a few because I've watched a lot of Tyler cons back in the day. So like, there are a few couples like that. Like Mark and Kim is one popular one. Nadek and Yaya is another one, right? So like, this is a thing, and I don't know why it's a thing. It's very, very odd, because honestly, I haven't watched as many BLs as I have in the past few days and weeks. There are a lot of like actors that I would prefer work together, because I think they would have such good dynamic. It's also interesting, this is something that's also very specific to Thailand, that like production companies also have artists. This is not how it is in like Korea or Japan, right? And so here it's very interesting, because you have like this powerhouse like GMMTV that like owns like half like half of the market share, if not more, right? And they own like all the like popular actors in BLs, right? Which is very, very odd to me. And I think it's not a good thing. It doesn't work well for me, and I really dislike that one aspect of it. But anyways, that's how I got into this madness that is the BL world. I mean, I've always been into boys' love, but the Thai BL like landscape is just so very different. It reminds me kind of like K-pop. I don't know how to explain it, but like, you know how K-pop have their ships, like for example, ATEEZ has Busan, right? Which is like, I would say, one of the biggest ships, right? BTS has like V-Cook and G-Cook, and you know, they are one of the biggest ships, right, in like K-pop, right? That's somehow how it is, in that like nobody, like their fans or like the Delulu fans, I would say, do not want to see them with anybody else, right? That's something that's also here too, that like they do not want to see their like actors act with anybody else. They don't want to even communicate with anybody else, which is very, very odd. That's also the aspect that probably why I stopped like listening to K-pop after a long while. I'm still a huge BTS fan, but like K-pop in general is very toxic, and they are very toxic fan, and that's the same atmosphere that's involved in Thai BLs. So I try to stay away from that aspect. But yeah, anyways, back to my Jeff Sartor thing, right? He's a really good singer and I really, really love him. And so yeah, that's how I fell into this hole, and then I discovered this other two major dramas that are like now my favorite, right? And they're very similar in a lot of ways, I feel like. The first one is I Told Sunset About You. This is a drama that I've passed a billion times when I was like scrolling on Viki. It's on Viki. I have Viki premium, and I have scrolled past this drama every single time I've searched for all the BL content that they have. But I saw one scene on TikTok and I was like, you know, this is the drama I have to check out. And also everybody talks about it. This is easily one of, I think, the better made BLs in general. Like if you're gonna take top 10 BL dramas ever, if Kim Posh is on that list, I Told Sunset About You will be even maybe ahead of Kim Posh in the way it does things and is very real and like this coming of age story, right? So I Told Sunset About You introduced me to Bilkin and Pipi, and I love them too as well. They are so cute, and that like drama was just so good. It was it took my breath away. I didn't watch the second one because I heard that season two is terrible and that you should avoid it if you can. So I have also stayed away. I like to listen to people when they tell me things like this, right? I don't need any sadness in my life, right? So yeah, that's the first drama I really like. The character that PP plays in that, OL, he is easily one of the most interesting characters and one of the most like true to himself kind of characters, right? He's so true to himself and I love him so much. I felt so much for him. Bilkin's character was different in that, like, I felt a lot for him and I could see what he was going through, but it was like PP's character that really spoke to me. And also PP, I feel like, is a fantastic actor, like in a very like dynamic way. I don't know how to explain it, but he is such a charismatic actor that I just loved seeing him do his thing. It seems when he's crying are one of the best I've ever seen. But yeah, that was the first drama that I really like. Then the other drama that also caught my attention, very similar in terms of like coloring and cinematography, is the drama Never Let Me Go. This was with Pond and Puwin. They are one of the ships in GMMTV. I like them for a lot of reasons and I like that drama for a lot of reasons. The reason why I like that drama is because Never Let Me Go was the first drama and the only drama I'm probably going to watch them in. I don't want to watch any other thing because it's probably going to ruin what I have built, like the way I see them in Never Let Me Go. But Never Let Me Go, you know, had this like very class distinction kind of feel to it, and it was them kind of bridging that. It's not a perfect drama by any means. I hate like the second half of it, but I don't know, it just worked for me for a lot of reasons. And then them as people, I really like, especially given that I feel like for me, with all these ships, other than the fact that I hate the fact that you're stuck with your ship, is that sometimes one actor is better than the other, right? Like, I can't mention names because I'll get like flack for it, but there are some like ships, in fact I'll say like 80% of the ships that I have seen, one of the actors is always like super amazing, right? It's like really good at acting, and the other one is not as up to par. There's so many examples that I just can't watch a lot of dramas because of it, right? And also I feel like sometimes they're also not like visually on the same level either, and so it throws me off in some way, right? In Korean dramas they always cast beautiful people for the male and the female lead, right? Always, even their BLs too, like it's always equal beauty, and so I'm okay with it. But for some reason in Thai BLs they are never on the same level in terms of just how they should appear, so the chemistry is never chemistry, if that makes sense, right? So anyways, in this drama, Pon and Puwin are two people that I like the way they look visually. They are stunning visually and they fit that cinematography that they are going for, right? Pon has like a little longer hair and Puwin just looks like a brat, but a like cute brat, right? A pretty brat. So it works, right? And I don't know, I just like the way they look, and they are, I would say, one of the only couples in this all like BL sphere, Thai BL sphere, or that maybe Kim Posh, that really speak to me in that, like, I just like the way they look together visually. They fit visually, right? And so I think that also like is the reason why I like this drama so much. But yeah, I remember I also like that drama a lot, and yeah, huge fan of those two dramas. Well, three dramas: Kim Posh, Never Let Me Go, and I Told Sunset About You. There are a lot other ones that I can talk about, but there's not enough time, right? You don't want this like episode to go too long. I'll probably do more content on this because, like, why not, right? Like, why not? But anyways, that is the place I am at this moment, in that, like, I can't watch any other drama that is not, like, type B. I mean, there are some dramas I'm following at the moment, like Unknown and, you know, Queen of Tears, My Lovely Runner, you know, those, like, very, very, really popular ones that I am covering. But other than that, like, this is all that's been holding my attention. The ships are also cute. A lot of them are so cute. I have my favorites, right? You guys can ask me about it. Like, if you want to know which one are my favorites, you can ask me about it. I have so many favorites. And yeah, I really, really enjoy this world. It's very interesting. It's very different. And I feel like my eyes are, like, I have a third eye all of a sudden, kind of thing. Like, you say, oh, what I did not know anything about. I'm happy to have discovered it. I stay away from a lot of aspects, and I'll probably, like, after a while, it's probably going to piss me off and I'll stop, like, watching or, like, even, like, acknowledging Thai BLs, because sometimes the, like, toxicity is too much. But for now, I am loving it so much. So yeah, that is what has been holding my attention this past few weeks. I want to know, you guys leave comments. Let me know what you think about Thai BLs. Are you also into it, or is it, like, a no-no for you? Because I know a lot of people are very against, even if they like BLs, they don't like Thai BLs for a lot of reasons. And I get that. I was like that. And so I understand. They caught my attention, and I am really, really into it at this point. But anyways, that is all I have for this episode. That is almost like a rant of BL dramas. I'm having so much fun with them. So, you know, yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. I'll see you guys again next week. Have a nice day. Bye.